With the Reserve Bank widely tipped to raise interest rates again next week, households are bracing for more financial pain. But there's growing evidence this morning that many Australians are going into deeper credit card debt just to cover day-to-day expenses. A survey by the credit reference agency Dun & Bradstreet shows 4 in 10 Australians are resorting to credit cards to stay afloat. Dun & Bradstreet's chief executive, Christine Christian, is speaking with our business editor, Peter Ryan.
Well, for many consumers, the latest survey suggests very strongly that they're turning to credit to try and make ends meet. So this is for just consumer items that they otherwise just cannot afford to purchase on a cash basis.
Is this just about big credit card spending over Christmas, which we tend to see each year, or a change in the way households are dealing with or perhaps just accepting expensive debt?
Yeah, look, it's a little bit of both, but we're starting to see a new pattern emerge here. And it's mainly in two demographics, the first one being the 18 to 34-year-old demographic. We've seen purchases there that normally cash would have been used, a round of drinks over Christmas, for instance, or food or petrol. And the other demographic where it's probably of even greater concern are families with children. Here we're starting to see basic staples being used with a credit card.
So credit cards being used for entertainment or paying for the groceries at the supermarket, whereas once upon a time they would have been a direct charge from the savings account.
Would have been a direct charge from the savings account or cash. And credit cards were, you know, generally used then for bigger ticket items where people felt that they could purchase the item and then pay it off over a period of time.
With a period of historically low interest rates, a rising dollar and lower petrol prices, do you believe some households have become complacent about access to money?
Oh, no doubt. In fact, for the younger demographic, 18 to 34, the credit card was being used as their main form of currency, such as mobile phone accounts, and very rarely now does that demographic save up and purchase an item.
Interest rates are expected to rise for the fourth consecutive time next week. What sort of pressure will this put on many households?
This trend is cause for some great concern, particularly as funding costs are set to continue throughout the year. So these further increases, these inevitable further increases in the cost of credit, will trigger an irreversible spiral where they get into serious debt troubles.
In other words, credit cards that simply aren't paid off.
Fewer individuals are paying the entire amount off to prevent paying interest, that is before the interest-free period. So that round of drinks that they purchased for their friends over Christmas will end up costing them an exorbitant amount by the time they finish paying it off.
Dun & Bradstreet's chief executive, Christine Christian, speaking with our business editor, Peter Ryan.